All right.
All right. We ready? We'll go ahead and get started. It's 10 o'clock.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new year. I ask your blessings over Orange County and our employees here, and the Lord, our commissioners and our judge. God, this year just draws close to thee, and we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. We've got a full house this morning. So we will, thanks everybody for coming out. And I'm glad everybody made it through the New Year's and everything safe and sound, and we're get going with the next year. So we will open with item number one, which is open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. And as usual, unless it's an agenda item, we cannot comment back unless it's a factual statement about what has been said. So, anyone from the audience wishes to address the court?
Cheryl Warren from Orange County. I want to invite you all to the Raymond Gould Center at 6 o'clock tonight. The people from Louisiana are going to come talk about CO2 capture. I'm begging you, before you make any sort of decision on anything, that you hear that there's two sides to it.
All right, and that's tonight, you said?
Yes.
7 o'clock. And I don't know, I know that there's been something going on about that, but I can tell you there has been no discussion about that. So, I don't know where that started. I've seen it going around.
EDC, but when Megan got up and said it, when you guys were going into closed session, mm-hmm. And I asked what it was about. She said CO2 capture. Mm. It's the secretiveness that makes people suspicious.
Yeah.
And the EDC, you can't even come to their meetings. They're closed.
Yeah. No, they're not.
They're not.
No,
they're public not. Meetings.
This last one was closed. Oh,
no, they're not. Mm-hmm. No, they're not.
They're public meetings.
We just had it.
Anyway, but there has been no discussion about that. I can't tell you what was discussed in closed session because there's certain reasons why you can't. But as far as that has not been discussed. But anyway, that's 7 o'clock tonight. But also, I think that there is something for the, or 6 o'clock, that there's is tonight also the
City Council in Pinehurst.
Yeah, okay. So there's both things going, but I've got that down. Thank you. Anyone else from the audience? All right. If not, Commissioner?
I'm good.
We had a workshop earlier today here with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Office, and we do a disservice to that project, to that group of people, in getting out how much they do good for the community. If you're looking for something to do, there's a lot of great projects, from Master Gardeners to the cooking classes for the kids that they do over there, and most of it's free. I didn't realize y'all were still here. Thank y'all.
All right. Yes, sir.
Nothing. Happy birthday, Commissioner Vitor.
Yes.
He's catching up with me.
You better hope he don't catch you.
Yeah, hope he don't catch you. Hope he don't catch you, buddy.
So far, so good.
Yeah, good. All right, same here. So we will move on to item number two, which is discussion and possible action regarding payment of January 6, 2026 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings, and also specifically as follows: A, $21,652.83 from general fund 001-111-54235 to UTMB for contract payment due January 2026. B, $8,000 from the general fund 001-681-53022 to Arsenal Wilson & Cole LLC for services for the Claiborne Park Bridge repairs, and C, $1,150 from general fund 001-111-54290 to Sparrow Funeral Home for indigent funeral expenses. Anything else in that line item, Ms. Penny?
Normal from the general fund, $108,341.88.
Run Bridge, $720.72. Adult Probation, $693.50. Airport, $466.58, for a total payment of $110,222.68.
Go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
I have a motion by one and a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Denisha, on the on B on there, the master naturalist, I met with Dale earlier. He was here. They went out last weekend and did a assessment, kind of get a material list. Like I said, they're going to volunteer to donate all the labor to fix that bridge back so we can get the other part of the park open back up.
All right. Item number three, discussion and possible action regarding payment of January 13th, 2026 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings, and also specifically as follows. A, $98,604.92 from the general fund 001-101-51270 to AmWinds Group Benefits, Inc. for insurance for retirees 65 and over. B, $161,017 from the Special Grants Fund 081-927-53003 to McKinnis Construction, Inc. for payout number 11, Precinct 1 and 3 Pods, the final invoice. And B, $1,150 from the General Fund 001-111-54290 to Claiborne Funeral Home for indigent funeral expenses. And anything else as listed, Ms. Penny?
From the General Fund, $108,701.09. For a total payment of $474,373.61.
Move to go ahead and pay the bill.
Second. Motion by one, I had a second by four already. Any further discussion?
I just have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
Just on that, the pods, the final invoice, is that the final invoice that vendor or are those pods done?
Yes.
For that particular vendor.
Yes. That's the final payment, and the pods are, well, I guess.
We have the signage, the sign stuff. So there'll be some other things that will be paid toward the pod. Yeah, but the actual construction, the construction portion, that's the final for those two pods.
Everything else will be done in-house, whatever else we do out there.
Okay. McKinnis was the GC.
Well, there is some, the signs will still be paid out of ARPA funds that are going to be placed out
there. Oh, you're talking about
the, okay. The electronic reader board signs.
So one and three are done. So we got one, two, and three done.
Two and four were done first.
Yeah, two and four were done already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so one and three were the last ones, and then, like I said, and then the sign company is going to come do all the signs at one time. The digital reader boards.
Okay.
Yes. Excellent. Yes.
Hopefully soon we'll have a ribbon cutting out there at one, soon.
And three.
And three, yeah, one and three will be next on the ribbon cutting. All right. Any other questions, any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number four, discussion and possible action regarding adoption of a special budget as certified by the county auditor pursuant to Local Government Code 111-0106 to recognize and establish operating budgets for funds received from the Sabine River Authority. Revenues of 037-000-46115 from the Sabine River Authority grant of $30,000 to the expenses of 037-834-57590 equipment greater than 5,000 $13,260.98 and 037-834-57500 equipment of greater than $2,000 for $2,697.94 and then 037-834-57550 repairs for only construction of $14,041.08. Anything else you would like to add to that, Ms. Penny? It's just accounting for revenue and
just trying to make sure that they divided up properly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Your Motion. Motion by three. Second by, I think, one. Any further discussion? I'm sorry, but you got to do it, otherwise I can't hear you. Yeah.
Can you just, since this is already allocated out to certain account numbers, can you speak on what project this is earmarked for?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm writing this. I can't. I mean, I just know we're just taking the revenue, and I don't know what they actually, the project's going for.
This is for the sheriff's office?
For the green unit.
Yeah, but then when the actual expenditures take place, that'll come along the budget as well. But this is just, they're just putting it there already. It hasn't been spent yet.
No, I don't have.
Okay.
I was just wondering since it was allocated for, I feel we knew what was going to be spent.
Yeah, that's what happens when every penny tries to get ahead of me. All right. I have a motion by three, a second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number five, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer in road and bridge from 001-111-53830 contingency of $7,847 to 002-573-5759 equipment of greater than $5,000 for $7,847. Purpose was to provide funds to cover the cost of a six-way dozer blade for the skid steer, but I do believe that we have a change in that. We had some funding left over from previously purchased items that didn't cost as much.
Correct.
Right.
Now that everything has actually been put in as requisitions, we know that everything that came through in the budget, we do have a overage where we have more funds.
Yeah.
This is not necessary.
Okay, so we won't be moving this out of contingency as the primary deal, so we'll take a no action on this item.
Well, and I need y'all to say that's your intent, because y'all did in prior
court
say that we were going to do it for contingency, so I'd like that said, but it's not going to come from contingency.
All right, all we need to do is say that we're not going to use this money out of contingency since we had leftover funds in other accounts, that we're going to use that money for that, so there's no action needed on this?
Yes.
That good?
So moved.
Second.
Well, we don't have to take no action, right? It's just, we just need to stay while we're
doing it. I guess we've got to vote on it. I mean, if we have an intention, just, I don't know.
Well, I'm okay with you taking no action. You've announced why you're taking no action.
That was what I'm saying. I was going to announce
that's
it.
Fine.
Yeah, that's
fine.
I had the same impression you did.
Yeah. Again, I just look for the ladies that know better than me. So give me guidance. All right, item number.
Judge Tracy, I'd like to commend Road and Bridge, and I think the judge had some involvement in that, getting that stuff cheaper than what we had budgeted for. So allows us to buy some other needed equipment. Thank y'all.
It's rare that we get to get stuff for cheaper than what they actually bid it when we first bid it. So that's great.
For sure.
No doubt.
All right, well, thank you, guys. And item number six, discussion and possible action regarding approval by vote for a $12,000 payment to the Orange County Drainage District for expenses in the Kinard Estate Drainage Project not covered by the grant. Commissioner Trahan?
Yeah, this is so there's about $24,000 expenses moving sewer services and utilities, buildings, all kinds of stuff that we've had to move to get out of the right-of-way to make this project happen that can't be covered by the grant. So We're helping out the Drainage District with some of these expenses.
Okay. All right. So
move.
I was going to say, I'm making that as a motion. But one, second, but two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Glad to see that project moving again.
It's this is a Kinard Estates project, but it's going to help much more neighborhoods than just Kinard Estates. So it's improving the outfall ditch that runs, I guess, to the north of Kinard Estates. It's actually going to help the Hudnall area. It'll help Meadowlark that goes across there. So there's several neighborhoods it's going to help drain that water out and get it to Little Cypress Bayou a little quicker. So it's a Kinard Estates project, but it actually benefits more than just a Kinard Estates neighborhood.
And that was that concrete lining of that, right?
Yeah.
To keep it.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Excellent. All right. Item number seven, discussion and possible action regarding an MOU between the Orange County Sheriff's Office and Orange County regarding the use of facilities at the Expo Center for the Orange County Sheriff's Training Academy. Possible action may include authorization for the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same, and I think this is just an agreement since we're going to have outside people that are not county employees that are using that building. It's the reason we're doing an MOU between us and one of our own groups. So is that correct?
Yes.
What's an MOU?
Memo of understanding.
Memo of understanding that we're agreeing together to do something. No problem.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by two, a second by everybody else, but I'm going to call it three since I think I heard it first. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number eight, discussion and possible action regarding the certification of the December 25th, 2025 collection report for the tax office as required under PTC 31.10. Miss Octavia, you are up.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
This is our collections for the month of December. Total collections were $39,662,976.33. From that, the county's portion was $11,067,892.24, bringing our year-to-date collection percentage at 29.21%, which has been the highest one since
excellent.
7 years. Yeah, we had a really great December. I'm hoping it continues.
I hope so too.
Yes.
People's taxes are less. They're hurrying up and paying them before it.
Before somebody changes their mind.
But I'm mistaken. Motion, sir. I had a motion by three, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Item number nine, discussion and possible action authorizing Octavia Guzman, Orange County Tax Assessor Clerk, to transition to a new credit card processing provider for both online and in-office transactions. The current credit card processor is no longer fully operational and can no longer support all tax office payment services. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to execute and sign the contract upon final review and approval. Ms. Octavia.
It is unfortunate what happened, but our current credit card processor had a glitch around December 2nd. And so it was a one-day glitch, which we are still trying to fix. And then things were moving right along. And then around December 11th, there was another glitch. And so I thought it was just a one-day deal. And then when I went to go see how our transactions were going, it apparently had been going on for a few more days. So what was happening was that the customer would go online, they would pay, the money would be pulled from their account, we would get a report showing that money was accepted and approved and gone through, however it wasn't being pushed through our property tax system, causing my clerks to have to manually input that each payment. So around the 17th or 18th is when I said, you know what, let's just shut it down. The closer we get to the end of the month, the more transactions we're gonna be getting, and to assure accuracy and there's no entering in incorrectly or anything, I had to get it shut down. The processor was like, oh, we're fixing it, we're working on it. Well, today is January 13th.
Tried to say it was a worldwide outage.
Yeah, they were trying to say it was a worldwide. And there was. In October, November, there was a Microsoft Azure outage. But then it just continued on with our credit card processor. I tried to give them. And, of course, it happened during holidays. And so, they're like, well, we're working on it. Well, I got to do what's best for our residents of Orange County. So I'm asking to please allow me to move to another credit card processor. I have talked to a couple, and I'm happy to say that the one that I have pretty much, if I'm allowed to move over, will offer a lower processing fee, and they will be able to process my online, which will be my first phase of switching over. If I can get everything done, I'm hoping we'll be back online. Hopefully by the end of the week, if I'm good and lucky, if not sometime next week before the end of the month, and then we'll transition our in-office transactions in February after the tax season, because they will be providing us with new machinery and equipment and training. So I would rather, because my in-office is working fine, it just was my online that wasn't working. So it's been been a hassle. I do totally understand, and I've heard from the public, and it is very frustrating for me as well.
And I think it's a good idea, because what was happening was these payments were being processed on their end. It was taking the money out of their bank account, but it wasn't credited to our side. So it did. On our end, it looked like they hadn't paid. On their end, they had paid.
Yes.
They don't want to come in and pay a second time while they wait for their credit card situation to clear up, which was causing us to be behind. So I think it's a great move, and thank you for looking into finding something different.
Yes, sir. And unfortunately, it wasn't just my county. You know, our county.
Multiple,
Orange County in general. Other counties have experienced this with their in-office. Luckily, my in-office isn't working; it's just online. And we're in that. I mean, it's everybody's online.
And legally, you couldn't make a change with a credit card processor until we got to court.
Correct.
So
yes.
You couldn't just arbitrarily go pick
just
a different
walk
one.
Walk into a credit card processing office and say, "Hey, switch me over," and you have to follow and be transparent and let everyone know.
Attorney has
got
something
to say.
Yes, yes,
yes. So I looked at the contract that we appear to be under with GovPay, which, by the way, is a separate GovPay contract than all of the other county offices. But I want to be clear that this is affecting the tax office's contract only.
Yes.
But the other issue is that we were in it was a 12-month contract that auto-renewed year to year. We are in an auto-renew period. I was listening to your timeline. Mm-hmm. We have a 30-day termination provision. Mm-hmm. So if we terminate less than 30 days notice, then it will incur a $500 early termination fee. That's the only contractual provision that you may want to factor into your timeline, either acknowledging that.
I think,
we don't have a choice because people wouldn't be able to pay their taxes.
I think the cost to us at the $500 is much cheaper than the cost of not having the system work correctly. So,
I think that we.
Thank you.
Negotiate that because they have not fulfilled their promise of fixing the issue. We've been with GovPay in office since 2013. Online, we went over to them in 2022. Honestly, I would speak them up and tell them they're great and wonderful. You know, they've never given me a problem till now. I feel like knowing the situation they have put our county in, I'm hoping that they will.
Yeah. Well, so
the charges were cheaper, you said, with this.
Yes, the processing. Go with the one that I'm looking at, which, by the way, that company is with the 154 tax offices, so it's an established company here in Texas. It will lower their convenience fee and their minimum fee charge.
And that's passed on to the citizen.
Yes, sir.
That's your board.
Mm-hmm. It is a short-term contract. I don't even think they stated a limit on that contract.
The one you said maybe 3 years.
3 years.
With an annual.
Yes. So 3 years go by fast. So.
I make a motion to allow the tax assessor director to make the move on the credit card machines.
And authorize and negotiate the
possibility of paying $500, try to get out of it if you have to pay it, and authorize the judge and our judge.
You can authorize Rock Taylor to sign it as well. All right. Do I have a second? I have a motion by 4, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
And I will be posting that on our Facebook and our website.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just a quick question on that. Will you give any waivers to people that have been trying to pay online?
No, actually, your tax bill is due upon receipt. Those tax bills were mailed out in October. So for the tax bill is due upon receipt. You're just given until January 31st to pay without a penalty.
And you can still pay.
You
just not through that service. There's other available ways.
You can mail it in, drop it in. The lines have been moving pretty fast compared to previous years.
Mm-hmm. Been good.
And I even added an extra person invited to help cover the traffic for that too. So we're ready for the traffic. But I would just like to have that one.
Thank you. All right, item number 10, discussion and possible action regarding order number Q111-09826 with Thomas Reuters for the renewal of the West ProFlex online subscription in accordance with Texas MSA DRRCPO 5258. Possible action may include authorizing for Judge or Courtney or Keene to sign as the same as the administrative judge for Orange County. This is just the group that they, the system that they use, the group that they use to do their processing stuff.
So moved.
But say you want it to be who's going to sign, including Judge or Courtney or Keene to sign the same.
Yes, okay. That's correct.
That's in your motion?
Yes.
Okay, motion by one.
Second.
Second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 11, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of early voting locations, dates and times for the March 3rd, 2026 joint primary election as follows. The Orange Public Library at 2220 North 5th Street, Orange, Texas. Raymond Gould Community Center in Vidor, Texas. Orange County Precinct 2 Pod in Orange, Texas, and Orange County Precinct 3 Pod in Orange, Texas. Dates February 17th to the 20th, and Tuesday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. February the 21st on Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. February 22nd on Sunday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And February 23rd to February 27th, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Ms. Donna, if you have anything else you'd like to add to that as well.
The only thing is there's the dates and times required by the Secretary of State.
Okay.
So we are fulfilling our requirement on that.
Okay. I have a motion about two. Second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, and item number 12, discussion and possible action regarding acceptance of the notice of election for Tuesday, March the 3rd, 2026, joint primary election. The notice will be posted on the county's website. Ms. Donna, again, anything to add to that?
These are the election day locations and the early voting dates and times, and I just wanted to put in the acknowledgement of the minutes.
Okay.
So moved.
Second. Motion by three, second by one. Any further discussion?
I have a question.
You got it. I know.
I just wondering
They're on election day. We'll have them ready by then. Just early voting.
They're not quite ready yet. We're moving along. Yeah, they should be ready for election day, but maybe not for early election. So we're still working.
We just want to make sure, because that's coming up pretty quick, and we want to make sure that we got it. Number one, we'd like to have those things.
Okay.
And I would like to move out there as soon as we get those ready for early elections as well.
Yeah. So I have a motion by three, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 13,
thank you.
Discussion and possible action regarding interlocal agreement between Orangefield ISD and Orange County as presented by the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. Possible action may include authorization for the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Ms. Megan, you're out.
Good morning again.
Megan
Lee, County Extension Agent for County for Ag and Natural Resources. And this MOU, we've had this with Orangefield for, I know it's been updated since 2015, and so as y'all can tell by this morning, I'm really digging in with the master gardeners and trying to move forward with all the things that they have on their agenda. And so that Cormier Park is our agreement there. That's where they do their plant sale every year. But my goal is to eventually do a junior master gardeners program there, get kids interested in growing their own vegetables and things like that. So this is a great agreement. We didn't really change anything with it. We just met with the superintendent, and he agreed and signed. So it's just, not any questions for me?
No, ma'am. So
not. Motion by two.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you.
And y'all are doing a great job.
About three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank
y'all.
Thank you.
All right, item number 14, discussion and possible action regarding recognizing and accepting the Veterans Office quarterly progress report as presented by the Orange County Veterans Officer. Mr. Mark Hammer, you are up, my friend.
Good morning.
Morning.
Mark Hammer, Orange County Service Office. The number of appointments of walk-ins for last quarter is 240. We receive multiple emails and phone calls daily. Orange County Veterans Office continues to bring thousands of dollars to the economy, whether service connection, disability compensation, or VSC. The VA is processing claims a lot quicker now, which is a positive for the veterans. Rob Hadnock from the Veterans Service Office, Veterans Commission from Beaumont Outpatient Clinic is retiring this week. So that's a big support for veterans around this area. Also, I'd like to thank Orange County for their support in the Veterans Office. We change veterans' lives. It's something as simple as this morning, a 93-year-old woman came to my office. She had a bill from the emergency room, and all she needed to do was submit her Medicare card with a TRICARE card. She got that all confused, and we got that straightened out. Something as simple as that, and as difficult as a complex veteran's disability in front of the board, of the Veterans Board, to be able to present that to the board and have somebody that will do it. Anyway, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the work out there. Appreciate what you're doing over there.
Thank Mr. Hammer. I was one of the over 200 people last quarter that used our veteran services. Mr. Hammer made the experience very pleasurable, smooth. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so there's no action needed there.
I wonder who's next. Oh.
hard to guess. I guess I could just let him read his own agenda item. Reading that way, he could have something good to say about it as well. Yeah. Item number 15, discussion and possible action to receive and act upon projects as presented by the Maintenance Department. Mr. Guidry, you're up.
Yes, commissioners, projects that we're working on are the pod buildings. We have pod one, the door's completed. Pod three, the new door's completed. Pod two and pod four should be completed today on the new exterior doors. Once we get those doors completed, we're going to fall back to pod one, try to finish up the kitchen and the wall going to the work of the restrooms to have it completely completed. I did order a section of the door sweep for the garage door to make sure that they're adequate to use to block off the space on the garage doors. And if they work fine, we'll order the rest for all the other buildings for the garage doors to keep the bugs and birds from flying inside the building. And that's about it. As soon as we get all those finished, then we're going to fall back on our lean-to at 1442.
Okay. I went by Pod Precinct 2 yesterday, and of course it was still daylight, but did we get a security light put up out there? It's pretty dark. There was an old light on the pole on the corner on Arnell.
Yeah.
Can you check into that?
No.
Oh. At Precinct 2?
Yes, it's laid down in the ditch.
And, Judge, me and Kurt met at Pod 1 yesterday, and we may want to pour a little bit more concrete. We're going to get some prices to see what we're looking at. But where the pad where the truck's going to park, to the pad in front, there's no concrete connection to move supplies. I think we need to add about a 20 by 30 or 40 piece of concrete that'll connect all that together. And so when we're unloading those trucks and moving those materials, it'll make it a lot easier when you have paved area to run across. So something, you know, we try to plan for everything that we thought we needed on there.
Pictures over here, I'll show you.
It's going to take you a minute to dig through there.
One of the 600 pictures.
Thank drone you for your diligence.
Absolutely. Those pictures,
Kurt. He crashed his drone last
night.
No. We ain't got anything in a little bit.
How much are we spending on recharging them batteries?
Electric bill.
Also, update on the LED signage. Me and Joel did meet with the company 2 weeks ago. They're supposed to be scheduled out for the 21st and 22nd of January to come out here and start setting their poles and everything set up. We do have everything set up with the electrical specialties to put the utility poles out for energy to hook up to the power. So everything's in place to move forward.
Sounds good.
Also,
getting there.
Be done by the end of January.
And something I want to add, the maintenance group did a really good job of adding that storage building and making everything look seamless. It looks really good out there, so I appreciate y'all's work out there, Kurt.
The storage room.
The storage room.
Not a storage building.
No, storage room within the building.
An extension.
But well, we're not finished, you know.
Well, you never know.
That could just fall right back on in on something else up there.
Well, yeah. It could.
Exactly.
And then once we get done with the doors and everything, then we'll get back with Donna. We'll go back and reset up all the crowd controls and the tables and chairs and all that.
For the elections.
Set up for, we got to be, our part has to be done by February 11th.
Okay.
Are we going to strap the
stuff in on the 12th? And,
no.
We're not going to strap the parking area?
We're going to put the sign up, and then we'll go from there. But we'll have the doors ready for the accessible, for the door from the scene now.
Perfect.
Good deal.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt.
Item number 16, discussion and possible action receive and act upon projects as presented by the Road and the Bridge Department. Tracy.
I got a summary for December on my work orders. December work orders, precinct one, we have two open work orders, completed three, total of five. Precinct two, we had two open, complete 23, total of 25. Precinct three, we have 23 open, 20, complete three, total of 26. Precinct 4, we got 3 open, 76 completed, and a total of 79. Culvert fees collected, $2,925. Bridge open is 21. The bridge has been repaired, so the bumpers and the wall boards have been repaired. Superintendent and foreman went out there and looked at it. There's a bunch of the sides that got to be done. They have informed the contractor there's some roof bolts and nuts missing and stuff, so we'll have to go back out there and look at that. The monitor's out at the ridge for the cameras. We'll have to get that fixed, and I'll probably look into getting the camera fixed on Peggy's side and getting some cameras underneath to be able to see the wedges, because sometimes the computer says it's not pulled and they're pulled, and that way we can see the wedges underneath. Make sure they're full and everything's out of the way before we open it.
So the cameras that are on the walkways, the gangways that are showing out there, they don't pick that up, or they're just not, no, they can't zoom in that close on that? They're just basically the waterway camera itself.
Right, right. Okay. Well, this would be with some, well, with Peggy's side, there's some underground cable under the bayou that's messed up, so that camera's not working on that side. And what they proposed for me was to get a Wi-Fi system set up inside the control building. That way, they can put a camera on Peggy's side, and it'll be functioning. And then we'll have two wide-angle cameras facing the wedges, so we can see that. And also, it's for safety when we do maintenance. We're down there greasing, and we want to make sure everybody can see everybody before we can start opening wedges and stuff like that.
Okay.
I have a question for Penny, I guess. More, do we have? Are we tracking all our costs associated with this bridge separately, or is it kind of rolled into the road bridge?
He does.
Okay. Okay. This bridge. This bridge.
Guardrail that got ran over. We've got an estimate. We've got a PO for it. We're just waiting on the schedule. So the guy that gets it, that's coming in, is going to come to it. It's going to be repaired.
He's either, my last, what I was told, he's either going to be here tomorrow evening or Thursday. We anticipate possibly closing the bridge. I think we're going to just try to, he said it wouldn't be there 2 or 3 hours, and I think he's just going to try to maneuver traffic.
Yeah, I think maybe
to do the repair on the guardrail.
Last time we opened the bridge, you closed the road, because he's going to have equipment set to that lane. And the way the people come over that bridge, and trucks, some dump trucks and stuff, I would feel safer just kind of.
We need to get a schedule.
Give them 3 hours without any traffic.
We need to get a schedule so we can post that.
Yeah, because we can post it.
And I guess we need to get the signs out there.
Well, we couldn't put flaggers on both sides.
We could do that. I mean, we could do the flagging ourselves.
Yeah, I was saying, I think that would be best for the people that need to travel through that way as a deal, and just have them flag on the side to slow that down.
We could do that. We'll stop. Last radio contact, or if I have to put somebody in there.
If if they're gonna pull some machinery out there for
right
30-40 minutes, we'll open the bridge and block the lanes. But rather than go through trying to decide what time to close it.
Rather than doing traffic control last time, we just opened it up. It was more to the guardrail than what we have damage now.
Right. that's hopefully going to be the more evening.
That's not a problem. We'll get to the project.
Okay.
The collection station total participants were 1,120. The waste billing was $14,542. Collection receipts were $11,615. Recycling receipts $3,459.30. And we're also working on our FEMA stuff.
That's pretty close to a push, ain't it? And those two numbers.
How are we doing on the FEMA major repairs as far as the roads? How are we getting pretty close now? I know the yard has been rocking. I see them out there going.
Yeah, we've got a few more roads that I'm going to need the road crew to overlay on. But as far as everything processed, we've got one other road over and one to process. But everything else has been processed. It's just either waiting on second coat of rock or the first initial coat.
Well, outside of Precinct 2, you still have some Precinct 2 process.
Oh, and 3 is still one of the bigger projects, and 3 is going to be famous. Mm-hmm. So that's a couple miles.
How's it holding up?
It's holding up good. We put the stabilization past the pipeline, but where they didn't put it up front, it's...
potted up, but yeah, because the rest of it's pretty good. Well, road out there last week.
Should we go ahead and stabilize that?
We are.
Before we...
as soon as I can get some of this Harvey stuff done, the best time to do it right now in the winter because I can't rock anything anyway.
Right.
I told the road crew we're going to go to where we started, the P2 stabilization, all the way back to the ferry, and go ahead and get that stabilized, which is going to make it hold up a lot better. You can tell the difference when you're driving out there, but that's going to be one of our bigger roads.
Tracy, are we getting set up where we can rock some of these small areas in the winter if we get a week of decent weather, a few days with decent weather? Because I know you can't do a big road, but some of these smaller patches.
Yeah, just the temperature at night.
Yeah.
That's what the morning gets you. In the daytime, it's not too bad. But when it gets cold at night, that's when...
Makes your ground temperature too.
Yeah,
right. They say it tends to, the manufacturer said, you tend to lose rock.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it doesn't want to stay.
It won't stay.
Especially when your temperature drops so low at night. I mean, if we could get a nighttime around 60... and the daytime around 70, I feel comfortable with it. But they're saying if it's colder than that, even the ground temperature, it's not recommended to do it.
Yeah.
We got at least another week of not doing any of it. Then.
You know, we had a week or so of warm weather or something today.
Yeah.
We've done
quite a bit done, too.
A mile and a half in that week.
Yeah. We're doing a lot of roads. Appreciate y'all's work on that. A lot of roads.
Yeah, the increase in production in road and bridge is noticeable. Very noticeable.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any questions for Craig? All right. We'll no action that as well.
I do want to say I'm glad to get the Deuce on out of Precinct 4 for a little bit, so I appreciate your work on that.
It's been in 3 days.
Yeah, it was in 3 last week. I rode some of them roads over there.
It's finally making it to 1. Thank goodness.
All right, we got item number 17, discussion of possible action regarding the acceptance of check number 3650 in the amount of $135,000 from the Orange County Economic Development Corporation. Now, the check represents funds from a grant awarded on behalf of Dow to the Orange County Health Services for the future public health facility. The lady that was supposed to come in with that had something come up, and she's not going to be able to make it today. And so we're going to push this to another date and take no action on this if y'all are all good. Because we would like her to be here for it for sure, since they're actually donating the money. Everybody good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Item number 18, discussion and possible action regarding the renewal of IFB 23008 prescription pharmacy services. This is the second renewal available under the contract. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Ms. Michelle, this is just a renewal of our contract. Was there any change in pricing? It was state say. Excellent. That's even better. Hurry up and sign that thing. All right, I need an approval. I got motion by 2.
Second
by 3. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, item number 19, discussion and possible action regarding the renewal of IFB 23007-2 oil and grease. This is the second renewal available under the contract. There is no price increase. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. That's another one we need to just go do. It's great, yeah. So I have a motion by 4, second by 3. Further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Item number 20, discussion and possible action regarding the authorization of the purchasing agent to advertise for bids on the drug and alcohol testing for Orange County. Okay, so no action. Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
All right. And then item number 21, discussion and possible action regarding awarding IFB 25007 crushed concrete. Action by the court shall include approval for the Orange County judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Michelle.
And I'll get Charlotte the documentation for it.
Okay, so it, right. Yes, we need a motion. Motion by 3.
Second.
Second by 1. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, item number 22, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the Orange County Purchasing Department's revised policies and procedures manual pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two CFR sections 200.318 to 327. Ms. Michelle, this is just updating our policy with the new change in the legislative.
Can you give us a quick overview of what changed? It's a lot. Not a quick overview, Adam.
I do want to say this is not a substantive revision. Our policy manual already contained a clause that said that our policies are subject to all
legislative changes.
The CFR. What is being done is actually adding out those provisions verbatim, including them literally rather than by reference.
So just putting the language in there.
Just making print more paper.
It's just more words. We had previously taken it out because when you incorporate it by reference, any updates are automatically included so you stay current. It prevents the potential of conflict down the line, but there was some squeamishness about not having it listed out verbatim. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I just need a motion to approve. A motion by 3, second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number 23, discussion and possible action to accept the Orange County District Attorney's Office racial profiling report and acknowledge the electronic filing of the same with the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement. Ms. Denise, that is you.
Oh, I'm sorry. What number are we on?
Number 23. The racial profiling report.
Oh, yeah, this has already been filed with mm-hmm. people. It just needs to be acknowledged for the record.
So moved.
All right. Second. Motion by 1, a second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor?
No.
Any opposed? All right. Item number 24, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.074 to deliberate the appointment of the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of a public officer or employee. Or to hear a complaint or charge against one or more officer employees. Ms. Grimion, who would you like? And which?
That would be the court, myself, Ms. Ardwin, Tracy, Helen, and with recording.
With recording, okay. All right, and so we're going to go into closed at 10:49.
Oh, and my legal assistant is going to stay as well.
Okay. All right, are we ready to go? Next section?
Yep.
All right, so we will open up court at 11:28 for any action necessary.
I recommend no action at this time.
All right, and then so we will move on to the next item, which is item 26, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with Assistant County Attorney one or more discrete and unrelated matters regarding pending or threatened litigation, as well as to seek and receive information and advice from Assistant County Attorney on legal matters that are not related to litigation or settlement of litigation, but are matters in which the duty of the attorney to the court otherwise conflicts with Chapter 551. Ms. Denise, who do we need?
That'll be the court, myself, and Kellen, and without recording.
Oh. All right, so we're going to go back into closed session at 11:30.
Without recording.
Without recording. Back at 11:34 for any action deemed necessary.
I recommend no action at this time.
Motion,
second. I got a motion by four, second by three. To do what I'm getting ready to read, which is discussion and possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting. I got a motion by four, second by three. Anyone want to oppose that?
Welcome
yes.
Court,
all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned at 11:35.
Go home, cowboy.
All right, let me do it.
Yes.
I just realized that next week is leaking.